And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This radio program, Paul Pacelli here with Brad at 888-574-2723. Our buddy joins us again, Chip McCabe, Director of Marketing, Hartford Business Improvement District. A lot of big events coming up to the Hartford area. St. Patrick's Day Parade in March and little March Madness at the XL Center. Hey, Chip, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
What's going on with March Madness here? We see Hartford is a date for some early round action. What do we have?
We are Hartford, and this is a big get for Hartford. Yep. The NCAA men's basketball tournament is coming rounds 1 and 2.
Good.
On the 21st and 23rd. That is Thursday and Saturday of March, and there's a whole bunch of events and stuff happening around it as well. The teams arrive on that Wednesday, the 20th. There's an open practice session in the afternoon, so take your lunch break at the XL Center and you come watch all the teams practice. The game's obviously on the 21st and 23rd, and then on those dates, the 21st and 23rd, the Hartford Business Improvement District, in conjunction with the Chamber of Commerce, we will be closing down Pratt Street from 12 to 9, and we're going to be having a pop-up pub, a pop-up brewery right on Pratt Street.
Yeah.
All of the local brewers.
Beautiful.
Team Hooker,
wow.
Odd River, Harper
nice.
Place Company. It's going to be great.
Nice. So basketball fans, once they fill out their brackets, they can go. Look, even if the UConn men aren't in, it's still great action. And tickets go on. What's the ticket situation with that, Chip, for the regionals?
Tickets are on sale now.
Okay.
On the XL Center website.
Mm-hmm.
They have a direct link where you can purchase them. Get them now because I think they're almost sold out.
Yeah, and you know what? Knowing how the NCAA does this for the early rounds, wanting good attendance, they're probably going to be, you know, mostly in New England or New York or Northeast regional teams. So, you know, I know you hope for the alumni bases to come out for that one too.
Absolutely. We fully expect there to be some teams from our, you know, greater New England.
Yeah.
Mid-Atlantic states, places where it's easy to travel to Hartford. So we're expecting a huge crowd in Hartford that whole week, that whole weekend, and we hope everybody comes out and joins us on Pratt Street as well.
And Brad,
I've got to tell you something. I have noticed in the last month a change that is happening in Hartford, and you're part of it.
Thank
you're
you.
Out there. Yes, absolutely, and I've been wanting to call you, but I've got you on the phone now. What you are doing to get people excited, and this town, this city is starting to change. You can see it every single day, really.
I agree. And, you know, March is sort of our kickoff to our big event season. You know, we've got the St. Patrick's Day Parade coming up on March 9th.
Yeah, what are the particulars on that, Chip?
So that starts at 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
My personal suggestion, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, I would go up on Main Street,
okay,
up by the Wadsworth and City Hall area. Also, because if it's cold, you'll be in the sun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the parade kicks off at 11 a.m. on March 9th. It's one of the best events, I think, of the year. So many people come out for that from all over the region. And then at the end of the month, and I know this one might be a little out of your target demo, but I've got to mention
it's
it.
Okay.
Trinity College hosts every year an annual hip-hop festival.
Oh, Brad's going to go. Yeah, we're going to get Brad there to dance a little hip-hop action there.
Hip-hop,
yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, we'll get him out there, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, it's and when I say it's an international hip-hop festival, they bring in artists from all over the world.
That's great.
The performances are open to the public. There's panel discussions that are also open to the public. That's March 29th to the 31st, right on the campus of Trinity College.
Hey, so. Chip, one other thing I noticed the other day, driving a couple of days ago, nice clear day, I was able to see, preparations, I guess, well underway at Dillon Stadium for the Hartford Athletic soccer team coming here.
Correct, and their season kicks off. Now, their season begins in March, but they're on the road for a couple months.
Okay.
While the stadium is being finished.
Mm-hmm.
Their first home game is in May.
Cool.
And we'll talk about that as we get a little closer. But we are really, really excited to welcome them into Hartford and Dillon Stadium. And if you drive by that stadium, it is going up fast.
Yeah, Brad talks about all the days of him being at Dillon Stadium, so we have to get him out there for a game. Yeah,
absolutely.
But anyway, this is going to, you know something, and it's amazing that this particular treat is going to appeal to so many families.
Oh, the basketball. Yeah, it's going to be great. Yep.
Big time.
Absolutely.
Big
absolutely. Time. Yeah, and again, come out. If you work downtown on that Wednesday the 20th, take your lunch break.
Cool.
Go to the XL Center, and it's open practice. It's free. You can go watch all the teams practice and shoot around. It's an awesome experience.
And if you want tickets, check it out. You got to go to the XL Center box office. Like Chip said, they're almost sold out for round one. Actually, rounds one and two, so the field of 64 and then the field of 32 in the XL Center coming up in March. Hey, Chip, Director of Marketing, Hartford Business Improvement District, Chip McCabe. Chip, thanks.
Thanks, Chip. Thanks for doing what you're doing with your gang.
Good to hear from you. All right, there you go, Brad. A lot coming up.
Tell you something. They've done
a good
job.
Yeah, listen. That's the Outdoor Festival, the NCAAs, even if the UConn men might not get in, that's kind of doubtful now, but we'll see. But there'll be action at the XL Center. You got the. Should we get you over to the Trinity College Hip Hop Festival?
We'll see.
Yeah?
We'll see.
I could see you with the. Some baggy pants on and doing your little hip-hop slide step. Oh, yeah, come on.